Later, after leaving Sister Lethe in command of the Celestians, Miria strode back into the council chamber, her temper only held in check by the oath to this duty she had sworn to Prioress Lydia. But the corridors of the citadel were in disarray, the servants and the councillors scattered and missing, frightened by the massed assault on their most sacred building. It seemed that they had retreated to safe havens and left the Sororitas to face the Red alone. Miria cast around, frowning. Were these people so weak that they fled at the first sign of battle? How had they managed to survive in a universe as hostile as this one? There was no place for the pacifist way in Miria's world. There was only war, and the need to fight to live.
Ro! Where are you? I would speak with...
The Battle Sister heard the approach. Someone was attempting to flank her, moving unseen in the shadows beyond the light thrown from the tall stained glass windows. She relied on instinct, turning as the inevitable attack came. Two darts arrowed from the depths of the shadows, the first flying wide as she dodged, but the second buried itself in her neck. Gasping as a chill flashed through her veins, Miria seized the dart and yanked it from her flesh.
Who dares?
Even as she pulled her plasma pistol, the Celestian felt the tranquilizing agent passing into her. The Battle Sister resisted, fighting against the void coiling at the edges of her vision, the rumble of her blood in her ears.
Damn you! Shoot her again, you fools!
Miria fell, cursing herself as her body refused to answer her commands. The pistol was dead weight in her hands, her legs turning to water. The glittering tiles of the council chamber floor rose up to meet her and... darkness. She could not reckon the passing of time. It seemed like an instant, but it could have been days. Miria awoke to find her armor untouched, but her pistol absent from its holster. She had expected restraints, but there were none. Her eyes adjusted to the dimness. It was a cellar of some sort, lit by dull biolumes, damp and chilly. And there, standing in a loose group, five figures in heavy cloaks.
Sister Miria, I must apologize for...
The Celestian did not let her finish. Miria became a blur of black and crimson armor, crossing the chamber in the blinking of an eye. Her gauntlet clamped about the throat of the other woman, and she lifted her off her feet, scattering the rest of the group.
Arbiter Arvin! You have attacked the God Emperor's Sororitas! You will answer for that!
Arvin's guards reacted, drawing their weapons, but the Arbiter waved them away, gasping for air.
No! No! Stop! Please!
It was a long moment before the Battle Sister released her grip, and the Arbiter staggered backward.
I am sorry. I deserved that. But you must understand, I had no choice.
I have had my fill of this world's lies and half-truths. You will explain yourself to me now, or I swear by dawn, Hollis will be ashes.
I could not take the chance you would refuse me. This was the only way. We are in the sewers beneath the citadel, the only place where we can meet without fear of being overheard by the replicae.
At a nod from the Arbiter, the rest of the group revealed their faces. They were all normal humans.
You have seen a glimpse of our society. You see how the replicae have made themselves the supreme power on our planet. They allow two humans on their precious council, but they ignore everything we say. They know better than we natural-borns. They are superior. There are so many who reject their rule. In secret, I lead a sect who oppose Ro and her vat-bred freaks. We have been working against them for years, waiting for the opportunity. And now you are here. It is time. The stars are right.
What are you saying, Arvin? That you wish the support of the Imperium in your plans for a coup?
Will you stand with us? Human and human against synthetic. You've seen them. Weak-willed and pathetic, working against the order of things. They have no right to rule us. The Replicae are supposed to be our servants, not our masters.
And these Red, did you summon them?
In every revolution, blood must be spilled. The Red are what the Replicae should be. Slave warriors. But today's attack was not directed against you.
You bring me here by force. You cause bloodshed. And now you ask my church for help? When Arvin spoke again, her eyes were alight with passion.
I remember the words of the Codex Imperialis. The words of the Ecclesiarchy left behind 2 millennia ago. No heretic, no mutant, no Xenos can be suffered to live. What are these Replicae, if not inhuman?
I will consider your request.
Processing. Oh, how interesting. Processing.
Questor Nolan?
Sister Miria, you've been off the Vox for hours. Where were you? Lethe found your pistol discarded in the council chamber.
It is of no consequence. Have these corpses provided you with any information?
Indeed. The locals were reluctant to let me examine them, but Sister Iona can be quite persuasive. Processing.
The adept was bent over the burned remains of one of the Red, his machine-enhanced hands and a trio of mechanical limbs prodding and poking at the innards of the attacker. He seemed quite enthused by his grisly work, oblivious of the stark horror before him. What have you learned?
Cross-referencing. Original files from Mechanicum Colony Holos 797. I have formed a hypothesis about the variant strains of Replicae we have seen here. The Red and the... others. The brain tissue of the violent clones shows evidence of a neurochemical not present in Ro and her kind.
Is it artificial? A virus?
Negative. It is the absence of the chemical that is artificial. Remnants of the original gene template for the Replicae show it as a bio-trigger, a control implanted by the creators, by the Imperium. Clones like Ro, without the bio-trigger, have free will. I believe they have deliberately re-engineered themselves to switch off the production of the neurochemical. They evolved.
How could that happen? Unless they defied the orders of the genesmiths who made them. Unless the slaves defied their rightful masters.
Perhaps it is the will of the God Emperor. Not all of the Replicae have been granted this gift.
A gift? Or a curse? I do not see his hand in this, Questor. I see division and violence on the horizon. This planet is on the verge of a revolution. And I must decide if I am to stop it, or allow Holos to be engulfed by war.